We're talking about prayer. We're talking about the hidden life of prayer. And now we're looking at some of the things to remember as you pray. And this tonight deals with the concept of confession of sin. Two passages that will bring this to our mind is Daniel 9:20. Daniel says, "And whiles I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord, before Jehovah my God, for the holy mountain of my God." The holy mountain is Mount Zion. So speaking, praying, which is the word for asking, confessing my sin and the sin of my people. 1 John 1:9 tells us, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Let me spend a moment on this verse. The confessing of our sin, this word confess, and you bring up the definition there. Confession is saying what God says about your sin. It comes from the word homo logeo, homo the same, logeo to speak. And so when it talks about confessing our sin, when it talks about confessing Jesus as Savior, the root meaning is to say the same thing. Same thing as what? Well, the same thing as God says about it. Saying God's truth about your sin, saying God's truth about the Lord. Now, verse 9, 1 John 1:9, shows him not so much in grace and mercy as in faithfulness and justice. Do you see that? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John is writing to Christians, professing Christians. And these are people whose sins have been forgiven by the grace and mercy of God. Now, they have fallen into sin. As Christians, they've fallen back into sin, done the wrong thing. And he's telling them, if we confess our sins, since they have already been paid for by the blood of Christ, God now can be faithful and just to forgive us our sins. There is no justice in forgiving sins if they haven't been paid for. You see the concept? But it's in doing that, in our confession, our admitting to doing things that are as bad as God says, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So three things I'll share with you concerning confession and prayer. One is confess often. Confess often. Confession of sin is the first act of an awakened sinner. When you are when you need to get saved, then it awakens in you that you need to confess your sins. But it is also the first mark of God's grace in the heart. So after you receive God's grace, then that grace awakens you to the bad thing that's left in you, the dirtiness left on you. Yet sin continues to plague us and sometimes defeat us, so confession becomes the daily activity of the believer. This is washing up at the end of a day. This is cleaning yourself after soiling yourself in something or other. As we walk in the light, we are more conscious of our sin. In the dimness, we might have dirt that we can't see, kind of comparing us to everybody else around us. But in the light, in the brilliance of God's holy light, we see us for what we really are. So What we need to do, we need to hold up those sins, as horrible as they are, before the face of God and begin to sound like the psalmist who said, Psalm 51:4, "Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest." There are consequences for sins, even when Christians sin. The consequence is not hell, but sin is doing things that are bad for you, bad for others. So when you do those things, the reason God said don't do it is because he knows that these bad things carry consequences. So David had many consequences for the sin, specific sins that he was confessing at this time. Now here's the thing about this. Sin, confession should be as specific as you can be. This is not reliving your sin. This is not putting yourself in the mindset that puts you into sin. This is using God's terms for your sin, but being as specific as possible. To gloss over it is not to really get it, you see. The phrase, "if we confess our sins," plural, and it's in the present tense, "if we keep on confessing." We have multiple sins. Let's keep on confessing. See? David said he had sinned in God's sight. In Psalm 32:5, "I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin." So it's not a pleasant thing. It's not a pleasant thing to admit that you blew it again. It's not pleasant to relive that. So that in itself becomes a motive not to fall again. So confess, and confess often. The second thing is this: confess immediately. Whatever that immediately is, confess your sin at the very moment the Spirit convicts you of it, any time during the day. As soon as you recognize that you didn't do what you should have done, that you did what you shouldn't have done, or you said what you shouldn't have said, confess it first to God. Confess it. Admit it. Say, call it by what God calls it. So confess immediately. And then later, when you have more time, you can analyze what went on there. Trace your path to sin. I told myself I didn't want to do that anymore. I decided that I wasn't going to fall for that anymore. I did again. Where was it that I took the first step off the center of the path? I was walking God's path. I was right down the center of the road. I look up and I'm in the weeds and the thorns again. I'm in the muck and the mire again. Where did I first get off track? The point of this is, try to see where and when you first began to stray from the path of righteousness. Set your sights in this process not on preventing the sin, but on preventing any straying, your very first straying, the first step off. You say, well, that wasn't sin, that first step. Well, it ended up there, didn't it? So you might want to narrow your boundaries. If by taking two or three steps nearly off the road, you can't stop yourself and you end up in the thorns again, then build your fences a little narrower. Don't let yourself go there. So confess immediately. And then confess in reverence. This is the thing where you're not doing this flippantly. You don't have this memorized phrase that you just say to take care of these things. This is not a count your beads prayer. Confess in reverence, thinking about who you're standing before. Recognize that you stand before the presence of the holy God, so holy he's never sinned. He's recognized when he had determined that he was going to create man and saw the choices that man would have, he recognized sin for what it was right from the beginning. By recognizing that you're standing before God, it helps your confession. Kneel, or at least bow before him. I'm getting to where my knees don't let me get down on my knees. Well, then I can get down there, it's just I can't get back up. My name's Jack, but I need a Jack to get me back up. But humble yourself. As you speak, humble yourself before God. Lower your eyes as he gazes upon you, as he looks into your heart, as he sees your past as if it were happening right then, God outside of time. Realize that he sees you as you really are and not as you present yourself to others or even to yourself. You know, that happy face, everything's going fine, that you wear when you're walking around. And that's fine. I don't want you confessing to me every time you look at me, you know. But get into the mindset that you're talking to the God who knows, and the false happiness, the false concept, everything's fine with me. It doesn't work with him. Try to look at your actions with no trace of pride, which is deceptive. When we say, I know I did wrong, but the other guy did the other thing first, you know. What are we doing? We're justifying our sin. When we say, what I did was wrong, yeah, but not as bad as what some of these other people do. See? What are we doing? We're lightening the burden of sin. Try to get rid of all of that. Try to get on God's side of it with his purity of holiness looking at you. Seeing every sin as ugliness, as a blemish, as an oozing sore. I just think of whatever it is. My thought is this: be the child who stands before his parent and knows he saw you do it from the kitchen window. I mean, you can't argue your way out of this. I saw you do what you did. Tell me about it. That's who we are when we're confessing before God. Comments or questions? Confessing sin. Some have taken this to where you have to beat yourself up, sometimes literally. This isn't the point of it. You have to just get your mind to the place where you're seeing it as God sees it, because that's what confession is. Saying the same thing that God says about those sins. I think we're clear on that, right? That makes sense? All right.